Gary Sherman thinks TV and newspaper ads for prescription drugs are bad for people's health. The Port Wing Democrat says ads pressure consumers to demand a particular drug from their doctor, even though there may be better or cheaper alternatives. Sometimes the drug the patient wants may even be dangerous. Sherman points out the heavily advertised pill Vioxx had to be taken off the market when it was later found to cause heart problems.
The very idea that consumers can be influenced by these commercials to overcome the system that we've put in place to protect them from substances that they ought not to take is a threat to public health.
The trade group for pharmaceutical companies, Pharma, does not want an in-state ban on drug advertising. However, Pharma officials suggest that drug makers wait longer after government approval of their product before airing commercials. Pharma says its ads are educational, but Representative Sherman says the ads are long on promotion and short on information, often focusing on happy people with the drug's hazards in fine print. Tom Moore of Pharma says direct-to-consumer ads highlight conditions consumers may not know they have, and says the ads don't force anyone to take a particular medication.
DTC advertising brings patients into the doctor's office, but treatment has always been up to the physician. It's a very important point that we need to understand in this debate.
Drug ads have been criticized for driving up the price of medication. Pharmaceutical companies insist most money goes for research. They say they have a First Amendment right to advertise and that Sherman's bill will be battled in court if it passes. That argument is echoed by groups representing newspapers and broadcasters who rely on drug ads for revenue. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.